Alright, everybody. Okay, so it's late. It's 10:07 for us. I'm here. My phone is about to die, but that's okay. I am going to be reviewing, and Nanase might throw in some ideas. I don't know. They're kind of playing their own game.
I just walked into freaking Fiery Llama.
I got a Snorlax blanket for Christmas, for my birthday, and I absolutely love it. Take it everywhere with me, but that's not what we're reviewing, even though if we did do a podcast on Snorlax, you guys would have me all day. I love Snorlax. But we're actually going to be reviewing Motherland Fort Salem. Okay. I haven't completed it. I just got to season 2. So season 1. It starts off very slow. And Nanase actually understood a few more of the cues than I did. And they had to explain to me. But to be honest, I did like the vibe that they went with. And about how they went with more on the lines of the voice being the way that the witches do their stuff. And of course, we have spoilers. Unfortunately, there's no dinosaurs in it, which is kind of sad. The major...
That's not true. There's a 500-something-year-old witch. I call that a dinosaur.
Well... but honestly, the graphics are pretty amazing. The stuff that they do with their voice is amazing. The show is, I have to say, kind of addicting. Like, we do want to watch an episode after an episode. But if you watch, like, at least for me, and I don't know about Nanase, but for me, I watched from episode 3 to the new season of season 2. And I was burnt out on it. And I couldn't... I started at the end of the last episode of season 1, starting to fade out and not really pay attention to it as much as I should have been. But I do understand that my body was just tired of watching it. But it is a good show. I do believe that it is binge-worthy.
Yes.
It just depends on...
Depends on the person watching it and what they're into. If you're more into the occult, then yes, this is something that might make it where you want to just sit and binge.
And I think that you could possibly get done with season 1 and 2 within a day, maybe 4 at most, if you didn't have anything to do at all. You could probably get it done in 2. But remember, when you are binging TV shows to eat and drink, Nanase had to stop my show a couple times to get me to drink and eat. So it is good. It's very... there is drama. I wouldn't say to watch it with, like, super little ones in the room, because there is a lot of adult hugging.
Yeah, but it doesn't show.
But it doesn't really show anything except for, like, muscles and maybe a little bit of skin. But there is adult hugging if you don't want your child to see adult hugging. It's not as bad as True Blood.
Yeah, that's naked hugging.
Yeah. So, other than that, I like the uniforms. I like that it's not a typical witch show. I like that it has background. I like that the enemy goes into anything that can hold air. Of course, that's a big spoiler there. I do like that their major thing is balloons right now. That's what it's really based off of. But I do like that they can go into, like, inflatables, like a pool inflatable, or they can go into a plastic water bottle. I do like that they added that little bit of a juice in it, and I do like the aesthetic of the balloon being in the background of the mirror and it not actually being, like, right out there and in person. What do you think, Nanase?
Well, I think I have to correct you on, it's not the enemy that is in the balloons. It is the enemy's voice that is in the balloons, which is carrying their sound. And as soon as they activate it and pop it, whatever curse they put into the balloon or any inflatable or any object, even a plastic bottle, anything that can hold air. So theoretically, they could turn people into weapons because our lungs hold air. But that's not the point. The point is, I believe that it's a good show, and the way that they did it is unique. But they also could have went a little less obvious on who the bad guy was going to turn out to be.
Yeah, they did kind of let the...
I'm not going to say who...
You find out who the bad guy is within the second episode of season one. I do wish that, well, one of the bad guys within episode two of season one. That was kind of disappointing. I like the suspense of trying to
find out one of the traitors or enemies in, like, the first episode. But then you don't realize it until episode two. But they could have held off on that.
It was a little disappointing, but all in all, the show was good. The graphics are amazing, especially when the Spree do their thing.
We are the Spree.
Well, not only that, but
I wonder if I can die to that.
I really did enjoy that.
Let's kill it.
But, in all honesty, I do believe that it's worth the watch. It is on Hulu, if you have Hulu. I imagine you could probably get it in the store, too, if you wanted to. Is this a movie that, or a TV show that we would buy? I would personally buy it to own it, but... To be honest, I don't think that I would ever open it if I bought it. And it would just be more for a collection versus actually watching it again. Since I can watch it on Hulu. So, if I really wanted to. But I don't think this would be like I do with my Grey's Anatomy and watched it 20 times.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I might watch it again from the beginning at... Maybe one more time, but not anytime soon. This was a request from someone, so I've been watching it. I'm trying to get it finished so that I can get other requests done. But like
No, that's a level 157.
Like I said before, I do have to take my time on watching this. And Nanase's been working, so that's why I contributed a little bit more for this review instead of the other reviews that we've done before. Nanase's been working from 6 a.m. to at least 2 p.m., maybe 4 p.m., and getting up at 5 a.m. and dealing with Grumpy Wife. Because Grumpy Wife doesn't like to get up at 5 a.m. But, yeah.
Now, do you want to turn this one into a add-on to yours, or do you want to do this one as its own little thing? I would love to talk about this.
No, not tonight.
But...
No, I reject.
But...
No, I reject. Hi-yah! Okay, and I wanted to tell you guys, happy 4th if you celebrate it. If you don't celebrate it,
happy day.
Happy day.
Be safe, we will to stay away from hoodlums that have.
Make sure that if you have animals that you put them inside tomorrow night because of all the fireworks. Just due to the factor that the fireworks can scare the animals and they could get hurt very badly. And sometimes the sparks don't do very good with the animals' eyes. I know our cat Pandora, this is her first 4th of July close to an area where they're going to be able to hear the fireworks. So we're a little concerned about that. We're probably going to have to keep her safe because our neighbors did pop off a few the other day. And
popping off some since a week ago.
And every time they do, she does get scared. And we were told by our neighbors that they were going to be shooting off quite a bit on the 4th, which is fine. It's something that people do. I don't particularly like the loud burst of the thing. I do believe that the things are pretty, but I just can't handle the sounds. They trigger me. I don't do good with them. And Panda, I think, picks up on that too. Lunase did try to take me on our first anniversary, our first year together, to the fireworks, and we didn't even stay the whole time because I couldn't handle it. I wanted to go home as soon as they started. We tried. But anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. If you have something that you want to request for us to podcast, we will podcast it. It may take us a little bit to get the game or to get the TV show or get the movie, but we will podcast it. I don't mind to podcast it. I don't mind to watch new things. The platforms that we have right now are HBO Max. We have Hulu. We have Netflix, and we have Funimation. And we have Disney Plus. I don't use Disney Plus that much.
I like that new show that's on there, The Bad Batch.
Yeah, well, honestly, for me, with the Disney Plus, I just haven't really been watching on it because I really want to watch Cruella, but I'm not paying $30 for a movie. I'm sorry. I'd rather go watch it in the theaters than pay $30. I can wait till August to watch it and then review it. I'm stingy with my money. I have a budget. A budget. Like,
anyway.
Mega budget.
There's a treasure chest down here.
Will ask me for money for their game, and I'll be like, nah, it's not in the budget. Even if it is in the budget. I've done it a couple times to him. Sorry, Nanase. The truth had to come out.
Yeah, I figured. But anyway.
Hey-ya!
If I'm working the hours, I know about how much I'm making, so...
But anyways, I hope you guys dino out and have a wonderful weekend, whatever you're doing. Have a happy Sunday if that's what you want to say instead. We will be podcasting more, I promise. It may not be as much as we were in the past, but we will be podcasting more, I promise that. Thank you for listening, and peace out. And remember, dino up.